This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, July 22nd. Well, the market looks like it's a little rough today, but I'm having a great day, so I want you to have a good day, too. There are a lot of good things happening. First, the 10-year Treasury yield is 2.78%. It peaked in mid-June at 3.48%. Now, that was intraday peak, but that's a big decline in Treasury yields. Bond yields are falling because inflation's cooling off. It's as simple as that, okay? And that's going to take pressure off the Fed to raise rates. Obviously, they're going to raise rates next week, 75 basis points. They're anticipating doing another 75 in September, but there is a small chance they're only going to do 50 in September if bond yields keep falling like they are. So big, big news there. The other thing is crude oil prices are up a bit today. I want you to know the supply-demand imbalances for oil are still tight, but here in America, we're blessed that we're producing over 12 million barrels a day, and we're back to where we were in 2019. And because demand dropped a bit, we have a surplus. So we're exporting refined product and, of course, excess crude oil, and that's helping keep the trade deficit low, which is why it dropped so dramatically in the last couple months. So that's good for GDP growth because, you know, if our trade deficit tightens up, they add it to the bottom line. GDP is considered to be up. Finally, the other big news, of course, is Ukraine's wheat shipments have resumed. There was a deal negotiated in Istanbul, Turkey, with Russia and Ukraine. And so that is a big deal. This might be the first thawing of the tension between Ukraine and Russia. And, you know, if we do get a ceasefire, that's going to be a big deal, folks. You're going to see huge relief rallies in the market. So I feel really good here. You know, it's Fridays are always a time where traders like to clean out their inventory for weekends. As you may know, it's pretty hot in New York, so they've already left, the traders, just so you know. So they cleaned out their inventories, and that's probably why the market's a little soft today. But I can tell you the bond news is good, the international news is good, the inflation news is good, And, of course, we're having a stunning earnings announcement season. And we've entered earnings announcement season locked and loaded, as we always do. So enjoy the ride for the next couple of weeks. We've had a nice bounce here, and I think it will continue for a couple more weeks. So I want you to enjoy the ride. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.